Welcome to episode 299 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Okel. You've probably had the nightmare where you were unprepared for something. Maybe it's the important test you didn't know about. In some ways, this kind of nightmare is worse than an outright scary one because it's more based in reality. I've had this kind of bad dream before, but eventually, my subconscious found a way to change the script. In my nightmare, I was having to take an unannounced test, but then I realized something. I'm usually well prepared, so I should be fine. I may not have been the best student, but I always paid attention and kept up with the class. After waking up, I thought some more about what would have happened had the nightmare taken place in real life. If you don't study for a test you don't know about, then you may not get the best grade ever. But if you've paid attention and done the work in the class, then your grade won't be a disaster. The work will pay off. For some, nightmares happen while they're awake. They're asked to make a presentation or give a judgment without any preparation. It can be a tense situation, but it's likely one you can't avoid. When these moments happen, keep these tips in mind. You've prepared for a nightmare. As I mentioned earlier, while you may not have anticipated the unexpected result, you probably know your job well. Take a deep breath, pull your thoughts together, and give your response. The nightmare may not include malice. The person who makes the unexpected request is likely not out to get you. You're being asked because you're the person who would know. It's good that you're looked at as a resource. While the spotlight may make some understandably nervous, it's better than being perceived as a non-contributing part of a team. You can end the nightmare. If you're in a situation where your mind is blank or you're nervous about giving an incorrect response, you can simply say, "I'm not sure about that. Let me check and I'll get back to everyone." This keeps you from giving out incorrect information, which can be more harmful than no information. The trick is to not feel guilty about saying it. Make the statement and then stop talking. You don't have to provide excuses, and often people don't need or want them. You're not under pressure to be a human version of the internet. Conclusion: nightmares are real, but you don't have to be frightened by them. Did you know we have an ongoing productivity series on our YouTube channel? Go to YouTube and then look up Ken Okel to check it out. New episodes come out every week. And don't forget, my book, Stuck on Yellow, gives you 26 productivity principles that you can use right away. And guess what? You can read the book in any order you like. Buy it on Amazon.com. You can also download it as a Kindle right away. I'm Ken Okel. Take care.